Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Rock and roll! Hoo-ah! Yeah!
See Fred Tucker rocking out this weekend?
I did see
with the
that.
Boss.
I did at a concert in Worcester.
That's a weird. I went to a concert too. We'll get to that at some point.
Yeah, we'll get to that. Yeah. We'll get to the Red Sox as well. 617-779-0985. But I want to get to your calls. Mike is in Seabrook today. Hey, Mike.
How you doing?
What's up?
How you doing?
Not much. I just think Brady needs a break. I don't think he needs to hear this question a million times. I mean, let's get to football. Let's forget about the football drama.
Yeah.
Football season.
Love it.
You know, let's hear some stats. Let's forget about the drama.
Get some stats.
Lots of stats. What kind of stats you looking for, Mike?
Tom, you were 21 to 26. How'd it feel?
Anything but drama, guys. You know, come on.
I agree.
Let's give the guy a... I think who cares about drama at this point? I don't think anybody does, really.
Oh, you'd be surprised there, Mikey. People love the drama.
Frank is in Revere. Frank.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, Frank.
You know, I'm not sure. I heard the interview, then I heard you guys, too. And you're both right, in a way, in my own opinion. So I know what you're saying. He wants to just...
He wants to move on to this year.
He wants... But Beatle's right, too. There's a way to do that. I mean, he hung up abruptly. So you know what he did, Beatle? I'm with you 100%. He prolonged it by hanging up. Now they know it gets to him. He could have just nicely said, hey, guys, we've been through this a million times. That's it. No more questions about
it. He said that twice. But then here's the problem. Brady went back to talking about how well it was documented, which made it resurface again. Because I think Kirk was going to check out.
Right, because you know what? And this is the other part. He had no feel for it because he kept talking.
He is impeccable
in
handling
the room.
Kirk
and Evan. He was going to turn it over to Evan to ask a question.
This guy sits down with everybody. He can handle an interview.
Brady kept going.
He is good.
Kept going.
It's not like you got blindsided here. Brady did that for a certain reason. It's almost getting to the point like he hears Alex and Bill's name together and it just drives him crazy. It's just like, I'm not. Long pause. We're not doing this, guys. We're not. Yeah.
So many ways to spin it and make it a positive.
There'll be communication next week.
As you saw, we're not going to do it. He is back on the flights, and which is great. It's just I'm focused on nothing but football now.
I'm happy he's back.
I don't have to worry about that at all.
Here's the way you answer, too. He allows me to do what I said that I need to do and be the best quarterback that this team could have or needs. This team needs a great quarterback. He said that 10 days ago. So for me to be great, Alex allows and helps me, makes me feel good 2 days after the game, gets me quickly ready for the next one. And that's good. It's good. It's good for everybody. Brady's not his only client, folks. Half the team goes there. Half the team. You can walk in there any day. They're all up there. Go late. It's funny, too, and I keep hearing this from people. Like, they're okay. Like, they ride on the same bus. They're amicable. I've heard this, too, that Bill still sends people there. Like, if you're still sore, go there. Get it. Just don't come back and tell me you're not squatting or you're going to change your routine or regimen here. You continue to do what we ask you to do here. You can do what you want at your own time. Go there if it makes you feel. I'd rather you go there than go sit at a movie theater or a bar and pound some chicken wings and beer. That's going to make you a better player. You're going to feel better. Go there. He's a deep tissue expert. Soft tissue. Soft tissue, not deep.
Deep and soft. Deep. Yeah. John is in North Andover. Hey, John.
Yeah. My thoughts on the Brady situation with the media in general, whether it be Bolin or the interview today, they pay him to come on, and they highly promote it. I don't know much about the radio business, but I know that the station pays the Patriots to have these interviews. And, you know, I just wonder about the self-promotion of some of you guys in the media. Does Tom Brady really need that radio show?
No.
Or do they need him?
Does he help?
They pay a lot of money. They benefit, pay a lot of money for he and the head coach.
You're right. They benefit
They benefit more than Brady does.
Than Brady does. Yes, absolutely.
Both the crap out of those interviews. And if I were Tom Brady at this point, he's been in the public eye for 18 years. We think of him what we think of him, pro or con. I would simply, you know, he walked away from them once before. They lost their football interview with, was it Mike Lombardi? People don't want to get abused, and people don't feel like they have to be abused.
You like that Lombardi interview,
so
that
Lombardi interview was always so good.
But the fact of the matter is that he felt abused by the host and said, I don't want it anymore. And Tom Brady is basically doing that with his actions now, whether it be with Bolin, and I applaud him for it. If you guys want to bring me on to promote yourself and what a tough
they
guy.
They pay him, John. He gets paid for it.
And I think he's quickly getting to the point where he's saying you can take your money and stick it.
Well, maybe he should then.
You're getting close, yes.
He's been trying to be cooperative. So he's been doing those interviews for 18 years. He's cooperating with the team and the team's contract with the radio station. Now, who owes who here seems to be very mixed up.
Who owes who? So they owe Brady, so they owe him something for having an interview that he's been paid and compensated for 18 years? Right. What do they owe him? Yes, does it benefit them? Of course. Does the relationship benefit them more than him? Yes, but he still agreed to do it this year. And he agreed to do it last year, even though he had his temporary departure. And he still is collecting the money for it. And only that, he could benefit himself with these questions, which are only natural that they're being asked. It's only natural that someone wants to ask these questions.
They lost their football interview with, was it Mike Lombardi?
Lombardi. Did they? Did they lose that interview?
I don't think they lost
it. Southern Mass used to have him as a weekly guest. And after one season, they said, enough of that. Yeah, goodbye.
You know me, I like Mike.
We had him on here before. He's been on this show when he reported something specific.
Mike knows where the
bodies
are buried.
Which we then brought him on and asked him about, and he probably just sucked up to the Patriots like he always does. I should be more specific. We sucked up to Bill Belichick like he always does. The Patriots have never done anything wrong in his eyes, in Mike Lombardi's eyes. They are a perfect team. They've never made a single error in judgment ever. Ever. Never, not once. Mike Lombardi.
Yeah.
You like Mike.
I love Mike.
You're a big fan of his.
Yeah, big fan. Falcon Mass call him a Bobo, but I don't call him a Bobo.
That's what I said. Gave Brady the out, though. Don't do it then.
I was told somebody he wasn't.
You don't like interviews.
I was told
don't
by somebody he wasn't going to do this. So, like, he's had it. And I think he was talked into doing this.
Do you think he quits now?
No, I don't think. He's not a quitter. No, because I think. I think he likes both those guys. He does. He's done it forever with Jerry. I think he respects Kirk and has actually reached out to him on some other things. I don't want to go down that road.
Inside info.
No, but I mean, to Kirk's up, he said it too. I mean, it is what it is. I mean, this is part of a tough part of this business. Like, we could sit here and do interviews with people. We could kind of give it to them a little bit if we know we want to. But, I mean, there's certain things you go into. I got to sit there with the coach pregame. You know, I can't go down that road. It's not said, and it's not written, but it's understood. Leave it at that. You know what I mean? I could sit there and I could do, what do you think, 5 questions with Guerrero this week with Belichick? How do you think that will do for our interviews going forward? Not very good.
Jason's in New Hampshire. Hi, Jason.
Hey, how you guys doing? So let me ask you this. Do you really think that, let's say Brady answers all those questions and, you know, there's not, you know, everything's fine. You know, he's on the plane, he's taking care of me. You know, everything's fine in the Bill and Alex, you know, front, whatever. Do you really think that Kirk would have left it there and not say, so those reports were lies then?
He did. He tapped out. And then he tapped out and Brady brought it back up.
Yeah, but
I don't understand. So if he says,
either way, if Brady brought it back up because he asked him twice about a question, and Brady told him twice, no, I'm not going to answer. So, yep. I mean, if it's on him after he keeps asking him the same question, you know, Brady.
Yeah,
okay,
but that's not what you brought up. You said
if he answered
the questions, then it wouldn't die?
It wouldn't die. Because then the narrative would be, well, I guess those reports are lies. Then you can't tell me
what
that
reports are lies. What reports are lies? What report are you referring to?
There is no rift really in the front with Bill and Alex. Like, there's nothing really going on because he's now on the team playing. Let's say he answers those questions. You really think that? Oh, so the reports coming out that there was a rift. Those are lies. Then
what if the rift is over?
Keep going.
What if everybody's on good terms? What if everybody's on good terms now?
Yeah, but then Kirk would say, well, those reports are lies then, back then, right? He would have kept going with it. You know that.
Okay, maybe. Maybe. Here's what I do know what happened. He hung up. He hung up because he didn't even want to touch any of it. And you can say that, what if? How about we just deal on what actually happened? He didn't want to touch the topic. And I don't think it's very savvy. I said it's the opposite of that. You could easily talk about that in a positive way that doesn't get too detailed, in which you can say you're happy that he's back on the team flight, that you know, as if I'm speaking as Brady, you know how important this guy is to me.
Yeah.
That has been well documented, which is what he said. It's been well documented my relationship with him. I'm happy that he's with us on team flights and allows me to get ready for every game because he's a big part of my routine.
I just think it's good for both, and I think they're ready to move on and play ball this season. And I think it's
he could even
the
tap
more
out.
And more people talk about
he
this
could even
keeps
tap
this thing
out
alive, right?
On some of it,
but I think he tried. To.
You know, he did a terrible job at it.
Well,
he's just not good at doing it.
What's happened to him on that? Like, he's so good at working the room.
I don't know.
And controlling it.
I don't know. Do you know where I think this all started to go downhill? Was going back to that press conference when he did the post Deflategate, you know, press conference. Well, it was all going on that week. That was the first time you started to think, wow, he's not really giving great answers here. This is not looking great for him. This is not a very polished press conference. That's the line I go back to, where I think that shine of he's so polished, he's so great at dealing with the media thing is sort of, I don't know, that shine is sort of gone. 617-779-0985. Red Sox are falling apart, so sky is falling on the Red Sox. We'll get to them. Their sweep. Yeah, they didn't sweep over the weekend. They got swept over the weekend by the Tampa Bay Rays. We'll touch on them next.
Scott Zolak, Mark Bertrand, 98.5 The Sports Hub. Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Ground ball up the middle. Wendell, plenty of time. The scoop down, that will do it. And for the first time in 2018, the Red Sox have been swept by an opponent.
Who died? The Red Sox died. Oh, Red Sox are dead. Now, I could do talk radio a-hole thing here. Oh, look at what's happening. They've lost 6 of 8. Oh, they're screwed. All this stuff. Oh, the door is open. Here comes the start of the collapse. The Yankees are going to come back. They've won 7 of 10 or something. I could do that. I could give you the faux outrage today.
Do your fake outrage. Hashtag fake news.
Are you outraged at all?
No, division's over. No.
Are you worried at all?
No.
I'm not worried either.
No, because it would have to be a historic epic collapse, and it's not going to happen. They're too good. They would get freaking.
Sean Civil, are you worried at all?
Well, I'm not worried.
Whoa. I detect a little something
there. Adam Jones hesitation.
Well, without Chris Sale, right, this rotation is not short of being a beast. I mean, they're barely adequate right now. David Price is the only guy who's got anything going.
The starting pitching has sucked.
And the Yankees are
outside
getting guys back.
And okay, the starting pitching has gone down a hill. The lineup is not hitting. And you know what's happening? This is a thing that is happening here that I think is good. I'm going to spin this into a positive today.
Okay.
They're all sort of slumping at the same time. It's all sort of happening all at once right now. Which leads me to believe they'll all get hot together coming out of it. Where they're all getting
themselves. That's the worst take I've heard.
They'll get
life.
Themselves straightened out
so you,
together.
So you're saying this is part of the. This would be considered an ebb, right?
Yeah.
Because flow is good. Some flow is good. Some flow is not
I just,
good.
I don't. I don't.
Ebb and flow of baseball,
worry
right?
Worry about this
up
team.
Up and down, up and down.
The sample of them being great is much larger than the last 8 days, the last 8 games.
Friday night, we called a football game. We were traveling. Did not see him. Saturday night was all day Kenny Chesney. Did not see him. Yesterday was a gorgeous day. So you're at the pool on the beach. Did not see them. But I saw clips of some of the ugliest uniforms I've ever seen in my life. Is that the Tampa Rays?
They've got
new
a
uniform?
Oh, yeah.
Is that yellow?
No, it's Players Weekend.
Yeah. Special.
Hello.
Special uniform. So
every team in baseball had a different uniform on this weekend.
Okay, so they had their little nickname things, which I can't stand.
Yes, that happened this weekend. You would have known that had you watched any of the weekend.
Well, I didn't, yeah.
Well, that's why you didn't know this. Yeah. They were wearing that uniform all weekend. And by the way, they are over with those uniforms this year.
Yeah, burn those.
Year.
Burn them.
They need to. Those uniforms are bad.
Have Chris Sale get a pair of scissors.
I read Sean McAdam today about where the Red Sox are at.
Do you like that nickname
thing? Yeah, I do. I think it's good.
Really? Like Brockstar is good?
I think it's fun.
Okay.
I think it's a fun little thing they do.
Do not do that in football. Do not do that in basketball, please. Go ahead.
I have no issue with it.
Okay.
I liked my favorite one of the weekend was Joey Cora's, third base coach, Tampa Bay Rays. Do you know what his said?
I do not.
I'm the brother. Fabulous.
You know what would be cool if they put like fabulous. El Diablo, like fighting chicken.
That was my favorite one of the weekend. I'm the brother. Because when they were players, it was the other way around.
Yeah.
And Joey was the player. One. He was the guy who could play. And Alex Cora was the brother. So McAdam had three thoughts on Boston Sports Journal. One was this was inevitable. And he mentions the other teams, including the 2001 Mariners, who won 116 regular games. They dropped 7 of 11 in June. 5 of 9 in the waning days of the season. He says the vaunted 98 Yankees, winners of 114 games, they dropped 6 of 8 in the second half of August, too. He says, think of this. The Red Sox played 127 games into their schedule before encountering their second 3-game losing streak of the season. They couldn't continue playing a 700 pace over 6 months. Too much can happen. Pitchers get tired. Hitters cool off. And the team collectively hits a wall. All of that has happened at once for the Red Sox. And that, to me, is a positive. They're all hitting this wall all at once. Which leads me to believe that when they come out of it, everything, starting pitching, the lineup, all of it, that they've sort of got their wall behind them. You think it's good if the guy hits the wall the first week of October? That's a bad time to hit that wall. This checks a lot of boxes for me. Number one, they didn't maintain the pace all year. Good. Good. They needed a break in the pace. Losing can be good. It also offers them adversity, real losing adversity for the first time. I go back to my point a week ago. I disagreed with Alex Cora that there's no good that can come of losing.
Right.
I believe good can come of this last 6 of 8 losses. You can say they have faced adversity. You can say that they figured out how to overcome it. They have figured out how to refocus and go back to doing what they've done for the overwhelming portion of this season.
They're still 6 games up. See, I see his uneasiness.
6.5.
Silver's over at 6.
Oh, it's
no,
6.
It's 6 now.
Right, 6.
It's officially 6.
Sorry, forgot about last.
So, in a matter of a week, you've dropped 4 games.
Yeah. And you got 6 games still left against the Yankees.
And you still got 5 weeks
right.
in the season.
You
and
got
this
3 against
thing.
Houston and 3 against Cleveland.
Oh, we thought that a game a week.
No way they blow this.
That a
There's
game
no
a week.
Way.
That the there is a, you know, to say, oh, you lose a game a week in the standings. That's what you would have to do. And now that's, you know, an insurmountable amount of games for the Yankees to overcome.
Yeah. Yankees got to play perfect.
And then you
that's
drop that many
happen.
Games in a week and you panic. I am not going to panic on this Red Sox team. Plenty of people will.
Yeah.
You want the full panic? Listen to Tony Maz this afternoon. Listen to Adam Jones tonight. Those guys will give you the full-blown panic. This is the opening of the door
Jones
for the Yankees.
Is a carcass picker.
It's 1978 all over. Those guys will give you that. I will not. I am consistent.
Stupid beak.
If I am nothing else, I am consistent, so, which is I told you a week ago, I think there can be good that comes out of losing, and I'm sticking to it. Because I believe in that.
You look at Jones
lately. I told you 2 seasons ago when they were steamrolling the month of September, I said,
hot.
I don't like this. This team is too hot. They could hit the wall in October, and that is exactly what they did. This is, I think, coming at a good time. This is a good thing for your 2018 Red Sox. You're going to look back at this, and they're going to look back at this.
Yeah.
They will admit, once they have success, at some point they will admit, you know what, that was good for us.
Mm.
If the Red Sox win the World Series, they will talk about this slump and say it was good for them. I will guarantee that.
Whatever you do, don't choke. Because I don't know if Chris Sale could ever show his face here again. He's played on the greatest team to ever walk the planet.
I mean, that's really all that matters here. And I see
they Beatles haven't played well since those comments.
I definitely see Beatles' point about that. You know, it's not about peaking in July or August. You worry about
that. Okay, Martinez didn't play yesterday. There's guys that didn't play yesterday.
You want them rolling October 1st. Yeah, Martinez didn't play, but they scored one run. They got beat 9-1.
Yeah.
Eovaldi, bad.
But I mean, see, I think there's something to it too. When a guy's a day off,
yeah,
the team sort of takes on, I don't want to say the persona, but okay, there's an indicator. We don't have two of our best players in the lineup. It's not, things don't go well today. Maybe we don't fight the way we do normally fight if we're down three runs in the seventh as opposed to those guys being there, because we know we got a shot if they're in the lineup. Okay. That's the meat of our order.
But you're also
top
facing
of our order, meat of our order. We got a bat in the middle. You're facing a hell of a pitcher yesterday.
Yeah, you were. But you were also, you know, up against a sweep against a team that's inferior to you.
And it just sucked. Just the mentality of playing down there. It's got to suck so bad for them. It's just
terrible.
How do you get up to this? You know, but that's your job, being a professional. And maybe that's something to look into where that could be a. See, I don't think there's that character flaw in this team because this team's fought too much this year. They've found ways, and I think you just don't find that magic every single time you do it. It seems like every time games go late, they find ways to win. And that is something that you build as part of your character as the season goes on. And I think they've done that. That's why I don't think they're going to choke. I think they've won the East. But it's down. We're here a week ago. It was 10. Now it's 6.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what. The Yankees are not going to play 800 baseball
that's
the
what
rest
they gotta
of the
do.
Way.
Yankees
they've won 8 of their
perfect.
Last 10. They've had a great 10 days. The Red Sox have had a crappy 10 days.
Yankees got to go like 26-7. They're not going to do that.
Red Sox have lost 6 of 8. And they're not going to play this way. The Red Sox are not going to trend that way. The Yankees are not going to continue to be this hot. They're just not.
They're doing it without Gregorius, Sanchez, and Judge, though. And they're doing it without them right
and
now.
And the Rays are playing their best baseball of the year. They are.
Mm.
So you and your panic over there.
Not panic. Concern. I think there's variations
of the word. What are you concerned about?
Here.
What are you concerned for?
Well, I think the only concern for me is that they hit October 1st with a healthy Chris Sale. If you continue to not have Chris Sale in the starting pitching,
see, he's going
to
play catch today.
As bad as it has been,
you're going to let him play catch today.
For these next 5 weeks, then it's going to be tough to hold off the Yankees, who are getting players back healthy.
There it is. He is thinking it's going to be hard to win the division. You just said it. It's going to be hard to hold off the Yankees.
If you don't get your pitching right.
What do you think Maz and Jay Stewart are going to say today? What do you think Maz
I can't wait.
Oh, yeah. Yankees win the division, right?
Jones. He's going to be insufferable tonight.
You know what? We got to make sure we're in as many days possible because, like, I'm sitting there and I'm watching a replays of our show with Jones on it.
Yeah.
He's morphing into Gargamel from the Smurfs. Like, he's got an evil cloak. Like, Jones is, like, looking all bony now and stuff.
Can I ask for a bit of advice? If I want to get out of Fred Tutcher's Frosting 4, do I need to be more negative? Is that a way?
What the hell's a frosting for?
We'll catch up on that. You know? Yeah. We got headlines here. Also, there could be a return of one Red Sox player to the roster. Tell you about that. And your Red Sox call, 617-779-0985, coming up next.
Sports Hub headlines.
As you just heard, the Red Sox continued their struggles yesterday, losing to the Tampa Bay Rays 9-1. The final starter, Nathan Eovaldi, gave up 6 runs, 5 of them earned, in just 4 innings of work. It's a long way since his first 2 starts with the team where he was lights out. Boston's dropped 6 out of 8. It's not panic, it's concern, maybe, as they lead the AL East by 6 games over the Yankees. They completed a 4-game sweep of the Orioles and have won 8 out of their last 10. Sox get a much-needed night off this evening. They'll return to action tomorrow night against the Marlins for a 2-game interleague set. Patriots wide receiver Eric Decker announced his retirement yesterday. Decker, 439 receptions in parts of 8 NFL seasons with the Broncos, Jets, Titans, and, well, I guess a camp with the Patriots. A couple of preseason scores from yesterday. The Bengals roughed up the Bills 26-13. Cardinals all over the Cowboys 27-3. And a player personnel note, the Denver Broncos reportedly set to sign cornerback Adam Pac-Man Jones to a 1-year deal. PGA Tour, Bryson DeChambeau took the Northern Trust Open. Final score of 18 under par. He won it by 4 shots, and he's number 1 in the FedEx Cup standings heading into the Dell Technologies Championship this weekend down in Norton at TPC Boston. And the Little League World Series goes to Hawaii. They get a 3-0 shutout over South Korea in the final. Sports Up headlines brought to you by Live Nation. Don't miss Drake with Migos September 9th at TD Garden. Tickets on sale now at LiveNation.com. I'm Sean Silver, Boston Over Sports, 98.5 The Sports Up. Your next update in 30 minutes.
Scott Zolak, Mark Bertrand, Zoe and the Beatle. Zoe and the Beatle. 98.5, the Sports Zone. Zolak and Bertrand continues on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
It bothers you when stuff's not true. You know what I mean? I mean, but obviously, you know, I'll do anything for my teammates, things like that. You know, that's it. We're moving past this. We moved past this. This was a month ago, you know, and you know, we all love each other. We're in here together. I mean, there's nothing that's going to divide this team. For whatever people say from the outside, oh, we don't have a leader. I'm standing right here. Been here for a long time. Mm. We're in first place. So that's it. Write what you guys want. Here I am. See anybody else standing up doing this? Do you? Nope.
Good point.
Fact. There's your source from the mouth.
God, I forgot all about that.
Fact.
Fact, not opinion.
Oh, my God.
Fact, not opinion.
Dustin.
Oh, the little leader's coming back.
Dustin, did you block Scott Zolak on Twitter?
Fact.
Oh, okay, then.
He says no. He was asked by Dan Shaughnessy.
Dustin, is it true that your knee has no cartilage left?
Fact.
Oh, perfect timing, huh?
Dustin, do you think at some point in your life you're probably going to need a knee replacement?
Fact.
Okay. Well, at least we're getting to the bottom of this. How about this?
Adam Jones is going to have a field day.
Oh, boy. Little leader. Alex Cora, Dustin Pedroia feels that he is going to contribute this year. This from the Boston Herald, Jason Mastrodonato. With 1 week before rosters expand, the Red Sox haven't given up hope that Dustin Pedroia will play in 2018.
Here I am.
See anybody else standing here?
Good job, T-Bone.
Nope.
Good job.
Nope.
He feels he's going to contribute this year, manager Alex Cora said over the weekend on Saturday. I feel the same way, just a matter of how much time we have. We don't have anything set as far as timetables, but we're feeling good with the progress. Mm.
Fact. Oh, man. You say, boy, that's a nice little B12 injection shot right there in the arm to get you going. Do you feel that way? Not that he'd come in here and cause problems, but I think at this point, you develop a sort of a team chemistry.
Okay, here's what I'm going to say.
I mean,
the Red Sox have been the best team in baseball this year.
Without him.
Fact, right?
Yes.
That's a fact. Dustin, have you been around for most of the season? Because I don't think you have. You haven't been around for much of it. The teams develop chemistry. The teams have a certain way of doing things each and every year. It's a little different each and every year. He really hasn't been a part of the mix.
Nope.
So, do you want him anywhere near this thing?
No.
Stay away.
It's like, remember when Sandoval came around the team when they were... Remember when the team was down in Tampa? All of a sudden, Pablo showed up and started taking grounders? Like, we don't want your bad karma to rub off on them.
We have all witnessed this year the young guys on this team...
How all of a sudden is he now
have
potentially
sort of become the leaders and not so young anymore? Bogarts, Betts,
yes.
Benintendi. They've sort of become their own guys now. They're sort of
new guy, Martinez. Throw him in it.
Right. And you know what? I think that helps when you have a brand new guy in there. That's not someone who's got any sort of senior leadership status just because he's been around. And I think the young guys respect JD Martinez because he has been, to his credit, an excellent leader and has helped young guys on this team.
Mentor.
I mean, there's no denying that.
I agree.
And they respect the hell out of the guy because that respect has been earned. It's not just a guy who's been around for a long time, so we all have to listen to him. Mm. I think you've seen some of the guys on this team sort of develop into their own players and their own people on this roster. Is Mookie Betts a leader on this team? I'd like to think so.
You would think so.
I think he's probably a quieter type of leader.
What's his nickname the other
night? But how do you not follow in, you know, I know he's had a bad week.
Mook?
Just Mook?
Mookie?
I mean, Mookie is a nickname in the first place.
Yeah.
His real name is Marcus.
Okay, so Mookie's on his that's the name he put
Mookie's on his jersey,
nice.
Yes.
Nice. Yeah. Yeah, I like that one.
What would you put on yours?
Zo. Beetle.
Z-O.
Beetle. Silver Fox.
How about a little sup Zo on there?
No. Zo.
Just Zo. Zo.
Just Zo.
Like if the Patriots did it. Like
started reading your book over the weekend, by the way.
A couple stories in there. Right?
I started reading that.
How do you think? Pretty good so far?
Pretty good. Right. It's really like Zo's football life.
Yeah.
It's really, and by the way, of course, Jeff Howe, the guy who did all the heavy lifting here.
Yeah.
The guy who did all the writing.
Mm-hmm.
If These Walls Could Talk, Jeff Howe, Scott Zolak, available for pre-order now on Amazon.
You could, yes. And I have a couple hanging around.
There's stuff in there that made me laugh. Stuff I've even already heard before.
Yeah. But to see it in print.
Yeah. Like,
I like the Bill Parcells.
I like the Dick McPherson, enjoy the first, sip the second,
sat me down,
refuse
said, son,
the third. And son,
I've taught you well, not well enough.
You tell it.
Yeah, son, I've taught you well. It's after I came in hammered after one of the Christmas parties. I was on IR. I went to the Christmas party on crutches. I left with no crutches because it didn't really feel much. He said, I taught you well. I taught you the three rules. The card, this is it. This is the rule book. You enjoy your first. You sip your second. And you refuse your third. He said, somewhere you effing got screwed up between 2 and 3 and decided to start over all the time.
Yeah, you keep getting confused between 2 and 3 and
you
keep starting back
at 1-2,
at
1-2, 1-2. You never get the 3.
Fact.
Dustin Pedroia, do you want that guy around? Do you want him back? I don't.
No.
I like this team the way it is.
Like
I've started getting used to the Red Sox about Dustin
Pedroia.
Their
approach with him and what has always been said, like, there's no chance he's coming back. The way Dombrowski has talked about it, the way Cora has even talked about it. And now all of a sudden, because you're struggling, you think somebody picked up the phone.
Cora,
and you know what? I'm feeling pretty good.
Cora has never ruled it out.
Yeah, because that's his buddy.
Never has.
You know what? I could see this is one where he needs to be careful as the manager. Because I know he's very, very, very good friends with that guy.
Kelly Pedroia.
You know, and that's one of the toughest things to do in sports, man. Separate that emotion from business. And you got to make smart decisions with this team because they're a critical mass right now. I mean, it's World Series or bust for them. Like, they got to do well in the playoffs.
Your Red Sox calls on this. Are you panicking yet? Silver Fox is panicking. He's absolutely panicking. He's already afraid of the Yankees.
Concerned.
He's concerned. He's on a 1 to 5 scale. Where are you?
You don't see me flailing my arms.
Are you
over
at
here?
5? Are you at a red alert
two
level?
And a half or 3. Concerned. Oh. It's a slow boiling concern.
You see Jones too? I made that Jones Gargamel comment. Supposedly Jones called in or has no clue who Gargamel is from the Smurfs.
He spent his childhood up in the woods of Vermont. He
probably didn't have TV.
Eating logs.
Okay, your Red Sox calls and the worst tweet Zoe's
Maple
ever had.
Syrup. Oh no,
it was related
tweet.
To his weekend.
Now, we'll long discussion with the boss. He totally agrees.
No, he doesn't. No way. What, I have to lose respect for both of you now? That's next.
He understands.
Zoe and the Beatles. 98.5 The Sports Hub. Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Zoe and Bertrand.
Let's jump to some of these Red Sox calls before we get to them. Maybe your worst tweet ever. Your worst tweet ever. Allen's in Millis. Allen, what do you got for us?
Hey, guys. I just wanted to say that I'm always more worried after the trading deadline than most fans because it just seems like the Yankees do a little bit more to get through August and September, and it wears on us fans. It is a concern, and I was concerned when they were 10.5 games up and Chris Sale's arm started to get,
But didn't you hear from Dombrowski when he told him you just don't know names like Tyler Thornburg and company. They have those guys. You know, Joe Kelly, all these guys there for the 8th inning.
What does that have to do with it? I mean, their bullpen's an issue.
He's talking about the trade deadline. They're content. They like the names that they have. And he's like reminded us at the trade deadline, like, you people really don't understand what we have.
Right,
we're comfortable.
Their bullpen is not what has blown it for them over the last, let's say 8 games.
What do you think is going to blow
it for them? It's been their starting pitching has gone in the toilet. And by the way, you've got guys who won't even be close to starting a real game for this team in the playoffs, the Brian Johnsons of the world. So they've got, I saw Jared Carrabas refer to them as like their 9th and 10th starters were going over the last few days. So it hasn't been the bullpen. It's been the starting pitching, and it's been that they haven't hit. It's those two things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? All right, Alan. Yep. So if you're looking for fact, as Dustin Pedroia would say, if you're looking at this sort of slump for the team, these are not the issues that I believe will sink them in the playoffs. You know, I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt starting pitching-wise. It's been so good for much of the year. And their lineup has been so good for the overwhelming majority of this season that I don't think those are going to be issues that plague this team. I don't think Mookie Betts is going to be striking out in his first at-bat on a regular basis like he has in the last few
games. He's in a slump.
In the last few games.
He's in a slump.
Yeah, he's slumping right now.
It happens.
Mookie Betts is too good to keep doing that. I give Mookie Betts benefit of the doubt on those things.
Yep.
Andrew Benintendi is too good to keep going the way he's been going the last few days. Like that, these are guys that are going to turn it around. I'm not worried about their lineup.
What's his nickname?
And even with Sale?
Benintendi.
Even with Benny.
Benny, maybe?
Benny,
I like that.
I bought one of those jerseys.
Oh, you did?
Not for me.
Oh.
For my son, Ben.
I like that. That's nice. Well, he's Ben.
Yeah.
And I like the number. And I take the number.
And he is often referred to as Benny. So
sweet.
I got him one. It's nice. Nice jersey.
Yeah.
So I think that the issues that have plagued them recently are not the issues that I'm worried about for them in the playoffs. The issue that I'm worried about them for is the back of their bullpen. Even though Joe Kelly, Machine Gun Joe, has actually had a good stretch. He's actually coming around again.
Oh.
He's trending back to the Joe Kelly that we saw. What are you shaking your head at, Silver? What?
Joe Kelly?
Yes.
Does he concern you, would you say?
Generally speaking, hell yes.
Right, so he's coming back around. What are you actually going to use the guy for?
I don't know.
Nothing.
I'm just telling you.
You're going to keep him off the postseason
roster. No, listen.
You're gonna do.
Listen, no, you're not.
If you're the manager, you don't want Joe Kelly appearing in the postseason.
You're not keeping him off the roster.
You want starters 9 and 10 on your postseason roster.
No.
Because so, Brian Johnson's a lefty, and because those guys
I try
guys
to offer Joe Kelly
out.
A compliment. I try hard because, you know, I don't like that player. I don't believe in the player because it's only a matter of time before he loses control again. But he's one of the few things going right these days. Troy in Dorchester, not panicking on the Red Sox. Troy.
I'm not panicking at all. But I said this before that I need to see what they do in the playoffs. They're going to get to the playoffs fine. But that bullpen in the starting pitching is looking shakier than I was hoping it would look
but
at this point of the season.
You're not worried about them losing the division.
I am not. I'm like 75-25 on that.
Oh, that sounds like a Silver ratio to me. That sounds like what you would give them right now. Oh, I'm 75% sure. You're either in or you're out.
Yeah.
In or out. That's what we do around these. This is what we do around here now, thanks to Joe Murray. Are you in or out? No halfway. No three quarters. No. Do you believe they're going to win the division or not? I still believe that is theirs. And they will win the division. Scott Zolak over the weekend tweeted this. At 10:25 p.m. two nights ago, Saturday night, you tweeted, "Love the redneck, best concert at Gillette, period. Screw you too."
Boom.
This followed a tweet.
Double down.
From earlier that same day, just after noon, 12:26 p.m., you just tweeted one word, and it was a name. Kenny.
Yeah.
That was it. That's all you tweeted. Kenny. So.
Please play the 15-minute version that he did of this the other night.
Let's not do that. So you went to Kenny Chesney Saturday at Gillette Stadium.
Yep.
Kenny Chesney, this past week, surpassed 1 million tickets sold in a stadium. That would be Gillette Stadium. He sold over a million tickets there in all the times he's been there.
Actually brought the woman up to purchase the ticket on the stage.
Let me give you the two other million ticket sellers. Billy Joel and MSG, million tickets sold there. Springsteen in Jersey, Meadowlands, he sold a million there. Those are both home, regional, those are you know, home games for those guys, so to speak.
Yeah, those are our guys, yeah.
Kenny Chesney is not from the area. As far as I can tell.
He got choked up. Got choked up talking about it. I was like, I've done a lot of these.
You think that's real?
Yeah.
You think that's real? You think that's
genuine? I've seen him around with the ownership group. He's no stranger to things up there. Talking multiple, many events. private ones. And
my phone just buzzed. Another Sharktivity update.
It's a shark thing is a problem
another
now.
One, sorry, I
we'll get
distracted.
To it. But
another one. I just got another alert.
Oh God, I've been to. I don't know how many U2 shows at that place.
How many? No, tell me how many U2 shows have you been to?
Went to three.
You've been to U2 three times
three
there.
Three times there.
All right. I was
what was the one when they had the big arch thing over the top? Was that?
I don't remember.
Woohoo! Was that once a woohoo? Damn it! That one tour.
Save a horse, Elevation? Ride a cowboy. What are we talking?
Elevation.
About?
It was the Elevation tour.
Elevation.
That's where they started a. You know, more new stuff and start to incorporate more new.
U2 360.
And you've been to, what, did you go Springsteen with me?
I did.
You did.
You don't remember that.
I do, but I sometimes.
I wouldn't be surprised if you didn't remember that.
Sometimes I have selective
memory. We were there together.
You and I, we walked out early. At least I did.
That was the night we met one of our now bosses.
Yes.
Long before we worked here.
And I appreciate her giving me the chicken fingers that night because I did need them. That,
did you ever?
Oh, like, hey, you guys got a nice full spread here. Look at it.
Oh, look at the food.
And I've told the Springsteen story. I've never been more disappointed at a concert than Bruce Springsteen.
Because you're a play the hits type of guy.
I came out of high school in 86. I love Born in the USA. I love all the early stuff, the hits, the hits, the hits. Here's the big thing with me. Play the freaking hits.
I've
told
you
this.
That.
I've That's told Bon Jovi this in Robert That's Kraft's kitchen.
Obvious philosophy.
Well, I'm standing there with those three and we're having a discussion. He's like, John's like, what do you think of the new stuff? You like this, you know, the So I look at him, I look at Robert, and I'm like,
play the hits.
Dude, I grew up on Slippery Ones. Yeah, give me the stuff.
Give me the good stuff.
Give me the stuff I work out to. I want to go on a treadmill. Like, John,
U2 plays
play
the hits.
U2
plays the hits.
They do play the hits, but they also incorporate. I know artists need to grow. I understand that.
I can tell you, though, the last year at Gillette, I went to U2, and they played all the hits. Yeah. They played a hits show last summer.
But I've been to Kenny
at the Garden.
3 to 4 times.
And not so much on the hits. Thank you. Tom Brady singing along with you too.
Been there, done that. Been to Dave Matthews. I walked out of that one.
But you don't like Dave Matthews, so that's a bad show for you to go to.
I did like Dave Matthews at the time because this is right in the heart of Dave Matthews with the old stadium. And Beck actually opened up for him, and Beck was better than him.
Well, Beck is pretty damn
good. There's
your
problem. I've been to, I don't tell how many Taylor Swift concerts there. But that doesn't count because that's like pop.
Tell me which one.
I take
one?
The kids.
Okay.
But I went with my daughter this time. She's going to UMass on Friday. She's moving in. This is like her last hoorah of summer. And
you went to Kenny.
It was a great time with a bunch
of
friends.
And you would choose Kenny over you two.
I would take the second greatest concert I've been to there. It's Kenny was one, and 1A was Metallica last year.
That's fine. That's real. I just can't believe you would. You know, I can believe it.
Yeah.
But that you would.
I like you too.
Why you would feel the need to crap on you too?
Because that's like a big one. I'm like,
where did that come from?
Because, like, you know the reaction you're going to get if you crap on Springsteen.
Screw you too?
Like, the Springsteen loyalists.
What the hell is that?
They're a weird crew.
I mean, I know you've got crappy taste. Kenny over you too.
Matt Smith, Matt Smith, who head of KSP, Kraft Sports, he's there with his wife. And he's the one that invited me to Springsteen with
he's
us.
He's got a sophisticated musical palate.
Yes,
what
he
I can
does.
Tell.
And I'm screaming at him the whole time during Kenny the other night, and he's in a pit with us down on the sandbar.
Yeah.
And I'm like, just looking at him like, it's all you got to do is play the hits. And he goes, I know what you're saying now. I said, turn around, look at this place. And they had the drone cameras up. And I said, the whole entire field was just filled with people. And everybody was into it. I showed up for this concert. He didn't go on till 8:30.
And by the way, I'm not somehow begrudging you.
I know we're
going
up against
Kenny Chesney.
No. I love country.
I put Chenny in the same. Chenny. I'm gonna call him Chenny from now on. I put Kenny Chesney in the same category as a Jimmy Buffett concert.
It's hip hop country.
Like, it's a blast. Like, it's a party.
It's pop country. Pop country, not hip hop.
Like, you don't.
It's pop country. Okay.
You
it's
go
not,
for
he's
the
not
party.
Really country, right?
Don't you go to a Kenny Chesney concert for
yes.
the party?
He did a 10-minute version in the summertime, a 10-minute version of Boys of Fall, and it was freaking unreal. But the whole place was lit. I showed up at 4:00, and I had VIP pass. You know, we East Club and all that. Sorry, sir, lots are closed. 4:00.
What do you mean?
4.5 hours prior to the show. The
so
traffic
what'd you do?
Getting in. They took me to another VIP lot around back. I had to go back by where the trucks were, like towards the back where some of the stadium employees were. They got me in back there, but at 4:00, the freaking lots were packed, closed.
Wow.
That's how you do concerts.
That's a party.
That's a party.
That's why you go.
Cowboys hats, beach balls. I wore cowboy boots, barefoot, and I have 8 blisters on each feet.
You wore cowboy boots?
Damn right, yes.
Oh,
hey, Kenny, what's going on? Scott Zolak with the Patriots. So fired up that you're coming here. Get ready to call Patriots game.
Bam.
And you taped a little congratulatory message to him?
Yeah, 2 weeks
Did you meet
ago.
Him?
No, did not.
Oh. You ever met him?
Never met him.
Oh.
Never
it's rare for you. You meet everybody.
Don't have to meet them.
You meet everybody.
I just appreciate them.
And I just don't understand why you got to crap on you too. That just seems unfair.
I felt like the concert was so good, you had to take a shot at something. I just took a shot. Sometimes you got to take a shot. You got to be a little edgy. He's better than that.
Who is Brady?
Yeah.
Of course he is. Not much better, but better.
He's having a good time,
though. Better than that.
Yeah.
617-779-0985. We're going to get to headlines. We're running a couple of minutes late here.
At the end of the hour, we will touch on another shark story.
Oh, man. They keep happening. They keep
this one. This one hits close to home, folks.
We're almost at the end of August, so.
Well, I don't like
where
this. I do
at
not.
The end of August.
We don't like where this one is.
All right. We'll get back to the Patriots. Your calls on the Red Sox, your calls on the Patriots as well. All of this coming up in the noontime hour.